to What's On Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hillen. Welcome to the program. We very simply begin each and every day with a question. What's on your mind? You tell me. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Steve and I just can't wait to go today. Can we?
No, we can't.
Caged animals here.
Well, I wouldn't go that far. Although I do want to... Can I complain about something?
Of course, yes. Yeah,
I'm allowed?
You can tell us, you can, well, it's what's on your mind, so you're going
okay.
to complain.
Yeah, I do have a little complaint here because, you know, living in Bismarck, and we have the Tesoro Refinery in Mandan, and we've got all the oil out west, and gas is very much cheaper in Fargo right now. Under $3 is what I've heard. And I'm a little upset about that.
And that's new how? It's not new.
Well, it's not
always
new. I'm just complaining. I feel like complaining a little bit about that.
You do, huh?
Yeah, sorry, my bitch of the day. I feel
that's
better
okay.
now. I feel
okay.
better now because I want to pay under $3 for gas.
Yeah, and, you know, I have a very simple answer for why this happens. Free market.
Ah, yeah.
Competition.
Competition. Yep. Oh, my gosh. I forgot. That's a good thing.
Yeah, and so you have this sort of...
Oh, whether it's healthcare or gas or... Yeah, okay.
So you have a battle in Fargo. It's Mills Fleet Farm. It's Flying J. It's Love Truck Stop. There's just enough players that love, you know, to say they're the cheapest. That they're always... And I always say this about gas, too. That, you know, the price is right there on the curb for everybody to see. You know, if they did that for bread or for, you know, 24 packs of your favorite soda or whatever, it'd be similar.
I feel better now.
Competition.
Okay. Yeah, competition.
Do you? Free market.
It's been a long time since I've seen gas under $3. I'm just saying. And I want to see that in
Bismarck. Conspiracy theories and... And it doesn't make a lot of sense, but there are also, as we've been told before, multiple sources to get, you know, the gas product to the folks that sell it, you know, with the availability here for the folks that do sell it, and so they have more than one source, so there's more competition again. So that's the main reason.
Competition's good. I got to file that away somewhere.
Exactly. And speaking of which, competition in higher education is in the news. This I'm excited to see students at UND engaging on the question of the tuition increases.
I'm excited about the thought process.
I think it's fair to say that by and large, the higher education in North Dakota is a pretty good deal. There have been an alarming amount of increases in tuition. Then have students a bit concerned. So students at UND were recently asked by the administration to approve a $2 million allocation of their funds, student funds, to a construction project, actually the renovation of McHale Hall. And they said, sure, we'll be happy to do that, but what we'd like you to do is tell us that you will not increase tuition more than what the State Board of Higher Education has allowed you to do, 3.72%. And they said, no, we're not going to do that. Now, the school is saying they're not going to do it because, really, it's not for them to limit tuition. That's up to the Board of Higher Ed. The students are saying, well, wait, the Board of Higher Ed already capped it at 3.72%, so why would it harm you to do a deal with us? Here's what I'm going to applaud here. The ingenuity, the effort by the students to say, you know, look, enough already. You need something from us. We're going to negotiate and get something in return, and that's going to be living by the caps mandated by the Board of Higher Ed. I think it's a good thing. Do you?
I applaud the outside-the-box thinking. I applaud the initiative on the students' part. I'm very, very frightened of the precedent that this could set. It's the Board of Higher Education's job, and the administration at UND has turned down the offer. But what's the one thing we complain about with higher ed? Uncontrolled spending. Spend, 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 spend. Increase in tuition, spend, 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 spend. You're opening up another revenue stream for administration. Hey, we can tap into this student money. They're willing to give us student money for this. Call it what you want. But here's the problem. Call it what you want. I don't care if it's taxes or anything else. A fee, because there's student fees. You can cap. You can freeze tuition. But if you increase student fees, you're, in essence, increasing tuition through student fees. Call it what you want. Student fees are a tax or an increase in tuition. Careful of the road you go down. A tax by any other name is still a tax. A tuition increase by any other name is still a tuition increase. I think you're setting a precedent where you're opening up another revenue stream and enabling these administrations in higher ed.
But Steve, that, just so you know, that train's left the station. That already is a revenue source now for different projects. The Wellness Center is an example, and this renovation project. But the students have to sign off on it. So in the past, they'd say yay or nay, thumbs up or thumbs down. Now they're saying, sure, we'll go along, but cap tuition.
Sure, we're going to cap tuition, but you know what? We're going to expect more out of your student fees for projects we've got on campus. Isn't that increasing tuition? So if your tuition's capped at $5,000 and you pay in $1,000 a year for student fees, wait a minute, now we're going to go, hey, we're going to keep your tuition frozen or capped, but we're going to expect more from the student senate side in fees for projects we've got on the university. Okay, so what's the student senate going to have to do? Increase those fees. So instead of paying $1,000, now you're going to have to pay $1,200 or $1,400 or $2,000 in student fees. What is that? Call it what you will. That's a tuition increase.
Well, that's
my point.
You know, that's a separate debate because the student fees are already decided on by the students. This is an allocation of student fees that are already in place, not an increase in it. What's new here is the students saying, fine, you want our approval to use the funds we've already set aside? Guess what? You can only do it with a cap on tuition.
I'm just saying, be careful.
Is that a good idea or a bad idea? Let us know. 800-228-0550. Let's go to Stretch in Fargo. Stretch, you're on. What's on your mind?
Well, you know.
How you doing?
You got this guy talking about wanting to let that sex offender out. I've had it with all these liberals. So let's just give them what they want. Let's let all the prisoners out, close all the prisons. We can take that money, give it to all the welfare people. You know, let's just give them everything they want. And when the whole thing goes to heck, maybe they'll learn something.
And for listeners that are not aware of this, Minnesota's got an issue right now where the governor and a commission is considering releasing a serial rapist. And the governor's going along with a commission recommendation, despite two doctors saying the guy's arrested reoffend. So your point, Stretch, is?
Let him out. If he really thinks it's a good idea, close all the prisons. Let every one of them bad guys out. Let them go do whatever they did to all the people that put them in there. And let these people realize just how stupid they are.
Uh-huh.
You know?
There's Stretch's take. See if you agree.
I have no problem with that whatsoever, as long as they open up the concealed carry laws and I can carry it anytime and anywhere.
Yeah, exactly, including TSA agents. John Carrington, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, John.
Comment on the gas price. I was at Bismarck yesterday. I bought gas and steel for $3.03, and Jamestown is just as cheap. So if you're going east of Bismarck, buy your gas somewhere else. I wouldn't buy Bismarck. They could gas at all. I can drink it for all I care.
It's always more expensive in Bismarck and Mandan for some strange reason.
Yeah, steel doesn't have any competition, so what the heck? You know, one gas station.
I've noticed that.
It's cheaper.
I always fuel up as I'm heading east. If I'm running back to Fargo or somewhere else east, I don't leave town with a full tank.
And I would beg to differ. Steel has competition. They have competition to the east and competition to the west. And they're just saying, hey, we want you to stop here. And obviously run a pretty good little convenience store there. So get a lot of folks to stop in there while they're traveling.
They have really good cappuccino there, too.
That's an interesting
place. Steel.
Yeah, do a nice job. So it's 303 in Steel. Where was the other one, John? He's gone.
Jamestown. He said Jamestown was the same price.
Yeah, what was the same? Okay. All right. All right. Let's see. Just get Brad and Grand Forks. We might have to answer him on the other side of the break, but you can get a half a minute in here before our break with your point, Brad. Go ahead.
Hey, real quick, I wanted to talk about the gay rights bill in the Senate. Part of the problem that we're going to run into with this is the fact that Now, if I run an organization, say a Christian organization, that is the whole purpose is to work towards, you know, helping homosexuals out of that lifestyle and into a heterosexual lifestyle, I now may have to hire someone who is directly opposed to my agenda and my organization, and I may have to hire them so they can work from the inside to destroy my organization. You tell me how that's fair.
I don't know what is fair about that. Of course, then again, I'm a free market guy, and you should be able to hire who you'd like for your organization. Brad, thanks for the phone call. More of your phone calls when we come back. 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. We're going to talk a little bit about the TSA, UND, whatever's on your mind. I'm Steve Bach with Scott Hannon.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. FlagFamily.com, Youngevity link.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This hour of the program brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry in North Dakota is creating thousands of great jobs and careers. You aren't a kid. I just saw a Fiscal Times report, the top 10 best-paying jobs in the North Dakota Bakken. I want to be a drilling consultant. You know what a drilling consultant brings down every year?
More than radio?
$238,000. That's the number one high-paying gig in the directional driller, 192, foreman or superintendent, 182, workover or completion driller, 151 grand, reservoir engineer, 149 grand, rig manager, $140,000, geoscientist, geologist, 126,000. Yeah. the Fiscal Times top 10 highest paying jobs in North Dakota's oil boom. I got a kick out of that. Anyway,
you know, that's why that's why the BSCs and the Wahpetons are so valuable in this state right now as far as education. You know, those 2-year degrees that teach you hands on some of those jobs. You know, what a opportunity for North Dakotans to stay home in North Dakota.
Williston State College getting into that game as well, and of course the Petroleum Engineering Department at UND, absolutely. Anyway, these great jobs and careers in North Dakota help solve the challenges of the state's growth, too. And if you want to find out more about all of it, check it out at NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. What's on your mind? Tell us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at WhatsOnYourMindRadio.com. Guest today on the program, we're going to chat with the last man to ever walk on the moon. Dr. Harrison Schmidt will be here later this hour. He's in town for the Kennedy Legacy, 50 years later, a symposium at Bismarck State College. Next hour, Congressman Kevin Cramer for the entire hour for a talk radio town hall. Look forward to that conversation as well. So all coming up on What's on Your Mind today. 800-228-0550. Before the break, you mentioned TSA, the Transportation Security Administration. The shooting at LAX has prompted some calls for TSA agents to be armed. And I will stand by my belief that more guns, less crime. I think it's a little bizarre that folks charged with security at airports are unarmed, you know, especially since you hear stories all the time about guns at airports. There's one in Bismarck. You hear a story about that loaded shotgun that, you know, ended up going off in the lobby at the Bismarck airport. I mean, and I saw a stat recently about how are ultimately discovered at security checkpoints, in addition to, obviously, an incident like LAX. It seems to make sense. Our listeners are a little leery of this, based on our Facebook comments so far. Carol says, the agenda is growing. The military and cops, anyone who works for Obama can own a gun, but us civilians shouldn't have them. Looks like Nazi Germany to me, says Carol. Tim says, replace TSA agents with teachers, and liberals get their panties in a bunch. Kelly says, no, they shouldn't. TSA agents are in very close proximity, if not intimate, to individuals being armed while patting down someone without being restrained. Could offer up that weapon to someone who could use it against them and anyone else in the area. I think some folks are leery of you know, federal agents of any kind.
I have 2 points with this. First of all, I did a lot of traveling outside the country right after 9/11 took place. I had some flights and trips booked that were outside the country. I felt safer out of the country because you go to an airport in a Mexico or some of the other countries, they're armed. And tell you what, I felt perfectly safe. I felt more safe there than I did in U.S. airports at that time. Now, the other side of this is, and I apologize, I'm not pointing fingers and I'm not picking on TSA agents because I've got a lot of friends that are TSA agents. I know a lot of TSA agents. There's a lot of really good TSA agents out there. There's also some that are not so good, especially when they were going through the hiring process and trying to fill ranks so quickly before the influx of military that started taking over some of those positions. But there were flat out some people in the TSA that the only reason they had that TSA job is they couldn't hold down a job at 7-Eleven. Big problem with that. Now, I would like to see them be law enforcement. I would love to see them carry guns, but not all of them. I got a big problem with a lot of them that are TSA agents. And as I travel around the country, you can pick out the ones that are, okay, you're former military, you're former law enforcement, you've got training, you've got a background, you're credible. And then there's always a handful or a segment of the TSA that, wow, they hired you for a responsible position?
Well,
unbelievable.
First of all, the union, no surprise, is suggesting a new category of TSA agent be created in addition to the existing screeners. Now, I think that's a bad idea because that's just saying that we need more, as most unions do. I mean, especially federal unions, right? Oh, more workers and we'll solve this. There's 45,000 screeners. I think, you know, the idea that they're unable to be armed when their security at an airport is nonsense. It's silly, but take a portion of them, add some additional training, and arm them. I think that makes perfect sense. Yes or no? You tell us at 800 228-0550. Let's get back to finding out what's on your mind. Robert in somewhere in Minnesota. Where are you calling from in Minnesota today, Robert?
Euland, Minnesota.
Euland, Minnesota. Okay, tell us what's on your mind.
I have a question. What's your feelings on the ruling as far as them, or the law they're trying to pass or have passed in Minnesota as far as not being able to do a criminal background check on employee application?
I haven't heard about that one. You're telling me it would prevent a criminal background check by a prospective employer?
What level of employment, though?
Against the law they want to make it against the law for an employer to ask about your criminal background check, or, you know, or do one on you.
At what level, though? If you're looking at a minimum wage job at Menards or...
Do you have a criminal record or not? Just like they can't
who cares?
Ask your race or...
If you're going to work the fryer at McDonald's or you're going to run a company, if I'm hiring you, I want to be able to say, do you have a criminal background? Why shouldn't you be able to ask that?
Well, you'd think you'd want them, but they're trying to outlaw that, so we don't have an option as an employer.
Whose bright idea is this?
I can't tell you. I don't know. I've been out in the field for so long, I haven't been able to look anything up, but... I've heard it many different times on different radio stations, and I was kind of wanting to know what your feel was or your take on it.
Well, my take is it's stupid, but I'm not sure who's proposing it, but we'll dig into that a little bit, see if we can. Legislative session's not on right now in Minnesota, so I don't know if this is just a proposal for the next session or if this is out of the Dayton administration or where, but
if you got somebody that can check on it, that'd be great. I don't have access right now, otherwise I'd tell you.
Happy to do it. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
By the way, I've started a new feature on our Facebook page. Steve had a beef about gas prices earlier. This isn't a beef. This is kind of one of my favorite pastimes is spotting bumper stickers when I'm out and about. And I found a beauty today. Steve, you ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
Eat beef, because the West wasn't won on salad. Is that not great or what? So I have that posted on our Facebook page, and my question is, can you top that? And David is trying with this one. Save a carrot, eat a vegan.
So,
if you need a little lighthearted what's on your mind topic today, find a good bumper sticker and slap it on our Facebook page. More coming up, folks.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Are you up for some paranormal investigation? Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake in Walker, Minnesota, is hosting their fourth annual paranormal investigation with the famous author and investigator Adrian Lee. It's the weekend of November 8th and 9th. And they put together a great deal for you to take advantage of it. $299 per room, two nights lodging in a classic room for two people. That's right. So $299 gets you two nights. You can meet and greet the author, Adrian Lee. They have an EVP recorder for every room, information on how to use the equipment and conduct your own investigation, and two evenings of active investigating of the Chase Hotel. They also have a courtesy late checkout for those of you on the package as well, so you can take advantage of a late night and a late checkout. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend is November 8th and 9th. ChaseOnTheLake.com, promo code GHOST, or call them at 888-CHASE-06, 888-CHASE-06. The Paranormal Investigation Weekend, November 8th and 9th, Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
In your mind, I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hannon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you'd like to go to our Facebook or our Twitter, weigh in on any of our topics, or maybe some of your own, you can go to our website at whatsonyourmindradio.com. That'll take you to our Facebook or our Twitter. Coming up at 10 o'clock, Congressman Kevin Cramer will join us, also Dr. Harrison Schmidt. Retired NASA astronaut, university professor. He's going to be speaking with the Kennedy Legacy. Last man to walk on the moon. We'll talk to him in just a few moments as well. Let's go to Bob in Minot. Quickly, Bob, what's on your mind today?
Good morning, fellas. I say what we're going to have to do. You know, I've run the math on this thing, and if we're going to maintain troops in 163 countries around the world, I think you're going to have to give the gun to the TSA officer who can't hold down a 7-Eleven job. We're spread too thin here. And as you said yourself, Steve, you feel safer in Mexican airports. I feel safer in Philippine airports. They have safety there. They have their own troops there to protect innocent people, and these are trained troops. They're not knuckleheads that couldn't hold down a 7-Eleven job.
No, that's the point. They're trained troops, and they're in the airports. I tell you what, some Mexican soldier walking around with an M60, I feel awfully damn safe.
The same way in the Philippines, quite frankly. They had no school shootings in the Philippines. Are you still there?
For sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In the Philippines, I have a 7-year-old daughter. She attends a parochial school, good Catholic young girl, and you can't even enter those school grounds without passing an armed guard. And I can't understand why we can't do that in this country. Gun-free zones always invite predation. Well, you remember the story recently about a church where you can't take a gun in. Some knucklehead comes in with a shotgun, takes everybody's money. But we're not going to be able to afford to do that until we stop spreading democracy around the world and democratizing the world. And we've got troops still in Bosnia today manning food lines.
Bob, thanks for the call. Emailer on this point says, using liberal logic, if you arm TSA agents, there will be people getting murdered every day at airports because there will be guns at every airport. In fact, it's amazing President Obama survived this one because of all of his Secret Service agents having guns. He really must be a god to pull off that miracle with all those guns around him every day. Unfortunately, that is a little bit of the logic that's out there. Ed and Minot, hang tight if you would, because he's got a selection for our bumper sticker of the day to make you laugh here. But we have a guest waiting. We're going to get to our guest, which is Dr. Harrison Schmidt. He's a retired NASA astronaut. He's now a university professor, former U.S. Senator from New Mexico. And he is here at Bismarck State College for the Kennedy Legacy Symposium 50 years later. Dr. Schmidt, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for the invitation.
And we are thrilled to have on this program the last man to walk on the moon. So let's start there. What is that something you relive every day, having been actually on the moon? What do you keep with you to this day about that experience?
Well, it certainly is something that comes up every day. I was asked just yesterday, is there ever a day that it doesn't come to mind? And I couldn't think of one. It certainly is a big part of my life, but I've had a very fortunate and enjoyable, and some people would say lucky life for 78 years, and look forward to a lot more.
And, you know, you remember, we all do, I think, of the many things you could pull out of the Kennedy legacy, that goal, that aspiration to set a date and say we're going to go there, we're going to do this. Obviously, moon exploration, and for that matter, a lot of space exploration has taken a back seat. We don't seem to have that same drive anymore. Does that disappoint you?
Well, it does, and I think eventually, if we're going to continue to survive as a free nation, we're going to have to be willing to move out and be explorers again in deep space. It's really has great geopolitical significance to the future of the United States. And as of today, as it was in Kennedy's time, a lot of people before him contributed to being in a position for that challenge issued by the President Kennedy to be realized. And it really started way back at the time that an engineer named Robert Goddard began to experiment with what we call liquid fuel rockets back in the early part of the last century. And it continued right on to the moment in which in May of 25th of 1961, when Kennedy went to Congress and said this is something we should do, and we should do it very aggressively. And it challenged and inspired a generation of young Americans to move forward in this new ocean of space. And it really was a remarkable period of time for the United States.
Dr. Harrison, the difference I see from then till now is you had a president that demanded excellence. It wasn't a request. It was, we're going to do this. And as a country, there was no doubt that we could. There's a doubt now. There's a difference in leadership now. Do you get that sense at all?
Well, I think I don't think the leadership of the country right now has any doubt whatsoever what they want. They seem to me to want a diminished United States on this planet. Kennedy did not feel that way. You can argue with some of his domestic and even international policies, but I don't think there was any indication at all that John Kennedy wanted the United States to be diminished. He was very much a strong supporter of freedom and of the kind of economic system that has benefited so many people here as well as throughout the world.
We're chatting with Dr. Harrison Schmitt, retired NASA astronaut, last man to walk on the moon. He is speaking at the Kennedy Legacy 50 years later, a symposium ongoing through tomorrow at Bismarck State College. Bob in Grafton has a question for our guest. Go ahead, Bob. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, sir. Let me say it is an absolute honor to speak with you. I absolutely love all things space and NASA, and I'm disappointed as well that what the president has done with NASA. I have kind of a fun off-the-wall question. I think it was Neil Armstrong, I believe, that said before he passed it at like a UFO convention that, yes, he confirmed that they did see things up there that were unexplainable. Let's put it that way. Can you say anything about that? I mean, did you see anything that was a little unexplainable? I think he talked about some things hovering over a crater, kind of watching them and things like that. And, you know, they had sort of like Cold Wars, like Bogey and Santa Claus and things. And I'd just be curious, you know, to know if you saw anything, you know, that you really couldn't explain.
Did you see any reindeer,
no.
Dr. Harrison?
What's that?
Did you see any reindeer, any Santa Clauses up there?
No reindeer. I actually composed a paraphrase of The Night Before Christmas before we left the moon and pretended that Santa Claus was driving the rover around outside our spacecraft, but I would be very surprised if my good friend, the late Neil Armstrong, saw anything that he couldn't explain. And in fact, every once in a while, you'll see in the transcripts, an astronaut will say, "Well, I wonder what that is out there," and then you realize it's a panel off the Saturn V rocket or something like that. I am not aware. I appreciate the question very much, but I am not aware of anything that certainly that I saw or that our crew saw or that actually any other crew saw that was not explained at some point, maybe a few minutes or a few hours later. But nevertheless, the fellows in Mission Control were very good at finding out what in the world we were seeing.
Thanks for the call, Bob. Appreciate it. John in Grand Forks next for our guest. What's on your mind, John?
Yeah, a quick question. I've always believed President Kennedy spurred us on to a lot more things. I wonder what his feelings, your feelings are on all the technology and all the things in our lives that was spun off of that beginning space program. Thank you.
Well, like the space program, we build today on the technologies developed by prior generations. It's often forgotten that the Saturn V launch vehicle that took us to the moon was begun by President Eisenhower by specifically telling NASA in a personal letter to begin the development of what was then called the Super Booster. And that was done almost 18 months before Kennedy made his announcement. So that's why I say Kennedy deserves all the credit in the world for having realized that the time had come that we could do something like the Apollo program. But it was possible because so many other things had been done within NASA and without of NASA to prepare the ground.
John, thanks for the phone call. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We're talking with Dr. Harrison Schmidt, retired NASA astronaut, the last man to walk on the moon. And the reason you're here in Bismarck, you're going to be speaking at BSC on the Kennedy legacy. What is that legacy? You know, with the death of President Kennedy, that changed the landscape in this country greatly. What did you see was the biggest ramifications from that?
Well, certainly, with respect to space, his challenge to the generations around the one I was part of, just was a remarkable challenge, and I saw absolutely no reduction in the effort and the enthusiasm of the people I was working with as a consequence of the Kennedy assassination. Apollo had taken on a life of its own, and I think that the assassination probably had less effect on achieving that goal than it did on the acceleration of some domestic initiatives that Kennedy had been unable to pass through the Congress. But with the assassination, it enabled the next president, President Johnson, to really take on the Kennedy agenda and get it through the Congress.
We only have about a minute left, Dr. Harrison, but I do want to quickly ask you, conspiracy theories exist to this day on JFK's death. What do you believe happened?
Well, I'm certainly not I don't consider myself an expert on that. There's a lot of fodder out there for people to think that there's something that we don't understand about the assassination, and I'm sure that's the case. The big questions that I think will remain unanswered is why the CIA and the FBI were not as forthcoming as they seem to should have been. I just don't think we know.
Fascinating. Dr. Harrison Schmidt, by the way, speaking this afternoon at 3:45 in an agenda that goes through tomorrow at Bismarck State College. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it very much.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and, of course, local shuttle service, too, so it's a great way to go south of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
When you're traveling the roads, you always need a good night's rest. For a clean, comfortable, affordable room, Expressway Inn & Suites is simply the best. On business or vacation, a quick trip or a special occasion, Expressway Inn & Suites is here for you.
Expressway Inn & Suites of Bismarck. Visit ExpressWayHotels.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing, because the fact is, FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now, and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now, because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or you can go to our Facebook and Twitter accounts by going to our website, whatsonyourmindradio.com. And what a fascinating guest. Unfortunately, a sold-out event at BSC with the legacy of Kennedy 50 years later. To the best of my knowledge, it is going to be live-streamed beginning at 8 o'clock Wednesday, November 6th, so you can go on and stream that live. But yeah,
it'd be today.
Today. So it started this morning, but sold out. And what a fascinating guest and a great lineup. And going into the legacy of President Kennedy, which was one of those presidents, I think, crossed those party lines. It was one of those individuals that it didn't matter if it was a Democrat or Republican. It was just somebody that was good for the country and had the best interest of the country in mind.
Clint Hill was the keynote speaker last night to kind of kick things off at the address. And he's from Washburn, North Dakota, and was the Secret Service agent that was, you know, did the famous climb back onto the limousine. Remember the scene that
had an opportunity to have him on the show previously when What's in Your Mind was in the afternoon. Fascinating, fascinating man.
Yes, yeah. So he kicked things off and then go through tomorrow. Anyway, if you want to find out more about that, KennedyLegacy.org. As Steve mentioned, it is sold out, but you still can take in the events that way. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Let me get a few of the Facebook comments in here. Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to join us next hour for the Talk Radio Town Hall, so we'll get ready to take your calls there. UND students are seeking a deal to limit tuition increases. Should tuition be capped? Should more students across the state do this? PASA says you get what you pay for. Janine says I'd rather right now have all of the books for our institutions of higher learning scrutinized with an independent audit. I'm beginning to smell several very large rats. Paul says, aren't the availability of loans the problem? All right, so some feedback there. Also have a TSA question up, and our question has been whether or not TSA agents ought to be armed. This debate sparked after the attack at LAX, and most folks are a little skeptical about this idea. Matthew says, why not just have either airport police or National Guard posted at checkpoints instead of training thousands of TSA personnel?
Gee, there's a job in the National Guard that's domestic, which I'm a firm believer the National Guard is domestic. I don't want to see the National Guard halfway around the world. What a great job for the National Guard.
Their job is both, obviously. But you can disagree with that. But, I mean, they obviously serve as a way to supplement our federal troops, you know, in the active duty armed forces, and also have domestic duties as determined by the governor as well. But anyway, Matthew goes on to say, some who are hardly qualified to manage a fast food restaurant, let alone security. We do not need another armed civilian bureaucratic force. That I'd agree with. I'm just amazed that when you have 45,000 agents charged with security at airports, that we don't arm them. Stupid. I don't get that. Now, I don't like the idea of another layer of bureaucracy, and that's what the union's suggesting here. Yes, let's have a separate force and arm them. That's crazy. You know, and, you know, take a sliver of those, arm them.
But going back to the qualifications, though, a lot of them, I feel, should not be armed. And some of our listeners are agreeing with that as well. You know, there's some people that shouldn't have that authority and shouldn't have that power in those positions. However, you know, a great job for the National Guard, retired military, retired law enforcement, those are the people I want to see have a weapon. And in the TSA, if you're going to have that position, have the right people in that position. What a great avenue. Yeah, I'm done with my military service. What can I do for my country? Gee, I can be a TSA agent. I can carry a weapon. And you know what? I'm trained to do that. I'm the right person in that right job. Great. Big fan of that.
Dan says, disarming the citizens while arming more government agencies, not a good idea. Kevin says, bring the troops home, put them at the borders, airports, ports, train stations, schools, etc.
Amen.
Stacy says amen, too. Daryl says, what great and totally true comments. The last thing we need are more armed agents when some have the brains of an earthworm. One incident in 12 years is hardly an epidemic. And as dumb as some TSA people are, it would be a disaster waiting to happen to arm many of these individuals. There are some real good ones, but by and large, I wouldn't trust most of them with my daughter, let alone packing. And TSA agents are getting a bad rap here. Steve, I think you started something here.
There are some good ones. There are some good ones.
Paul says, our usual argument is that this could have been prevented if someone armed had been there. If they can't qualify, they can't carry on the job. People slamming their intelligence, at least they have jobs and are not takers. Paul is sticking up for some of the folks that are getting a little grief here. Anyway, keep those comments coming on our Facebook page. You can go to whatsonyourmindradio.com. We've got the TSA debate up there. We got the debate over whether or not students are right to cut a deal with the administration to say, sure, we'll give you student funds for the project. We'll sign off on that, but we also want something in return. And in this case, we want you to live by what the State Board of Higher Education has mandated in the way of increases at UND. That would be 3.72%, so you can weigh in on that as well. All right. We'll take a break, and then we'll come back with our Talk Radio Town Hall. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here to take your calls, questions, and comments. If you want to get in now, 855-200-1776. Take your questions off the air with those. Otherwise, give us a call and let's chat.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.